Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Good morning. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is, it's really hard to quantify, because I try to create this idea I try to visualize what 27,000 square feet holding 50 million rounds of ammunition looks like. So I guess I'm going to have to go down there, which I'll happily do. Maybe they'll have some sample tables set up like at Costco. I can sample some ammo. 20 different calibers of handgun, 22 of rifle. If it's on the website, it's in stock. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Before I get... We had a big surprise yesterday as far as some testimony that was given somewhere. And the surprise is not the testimony, but who gave it. But we'll get to that in a little bit. The Supreme Court has decided not to hear this case out of San Francisco where it is required that you keep your gun locked up, which was the whole basis behind Heller. They've decided not to uphold Heller at the Supreme Court. Me, myself, and I, you know, I'm sitting here saying, okay, you guys did this in 2008. This thing isn't 10 years old yet, and somebody's butting up against you. Most of you that were voted for are still there, and yet you're not going to take it up. Now, this is bad. This is really bad. This will open the way for a lot of people to try to challenge Heller and McDonald, which sort of go hand in hand. And we're going to have to watch this very closely. What we need to have at this particular point from the Republicans, the Republican-held places, we need to have more Kansases out there as far as states that are getting out there and saying, we're not going to do this, we're not going to do that. We need to have something coming down the pike saying, you know what, the Second Amendment, let's just reaffirm the entire Constitution. Let's reaffirm everything about it. That's what we need to have happen right now. That would go a long way. Of course, we won't. Which, something like this is precipitous. This move is precipitous. And, you know, for everybody that's at the Beltway, they look at this as business as usual. This is, you know, I called Lindsey Graham's office one time in a futile attempt to try to figure something out. And they told me they liked it when all the gun control came to the floor, because then they could sit there and debate it. Well, my first thought is, what a waste of time if you guys think it's going to be thoroughly defeated. Why would we waste time? We got real problems. We have real problems in the United States besides a bunch of gun control that everybody thinks isn't going to go anywhere. The other thing is, every time something comes up like this, these legislative sessions, they sort of tend to be unpredictable. My thought, you know, the best self-defense is to just not be in the fight in some cases. And if it can just simply be squashed before it ever comes to the full floor, where there's so many uninformed legislators that I'm for the Second Amendment. Haven't got a clue as to why, though. You know, that's essentially their thing. That's essentially their thing. They don't know how many times. Maybe their staffers know, depending on their position. You know, somebody might go to their staffer, the chief of staff, and say, listen, I want to come out as strong for the Second and the First Amendment. So tell me why I'm going to be. What exactly? What's the points on this one? That's the ones that might take the time to get educated. Then the staffer will go out and tell them, and these guys will sit there and just look at it. And they're sort of like Tony Robbins. They're just out there talking. They're just out there talking, based upon a particular agenda laid out. Now in another. Speaking of the First Amendment, okay, there's this, and I'm going to reach out to these guys. I'm going to invite them on the show. There's this company called the Black Rifle Coffee Company, and now they and I have something in common because they, too, have been attacked by the truth about guns. And because of a video they made with Art 15 Clothing and then the follow-up video they made with Art 15 Clothing and Matt Best. Now, here's the thing. Matt Best is indicative of the way of the military, okay? In the military, when you're out there doing things, you're looking for some sort of method to entertain yourself because there's a lot of mind-numbingly boring stuff going on in between all of that rock star stuff. And some of this language that you hear and some of this some of these statements that you may hear, this is just the humor of the military. That's all it is. And if anybody deserves to uphold their own First Amendment right, it's the ones that got out there and actually defended it. And Black Rifle Coffee Company made a video that they have found at the truth about guns to be homophobic. So they've been bashing them for being homophobic. And then they made a follow-up video, and that one wasn't good enough. That didn't take care of things, so... Here we have a Second Amendment watchdog, supposedly, you know, somebody out there, the truth about guns. And they're saying that these guys can't say whatever they want to say. And these guys couldn't care less. I couldn't. I probably will get told by the Black Rifle Coffee Company that no, they're not coming on because they couldn't care less because they're selling more coffee than ever. But I get out there, and the only supposed gun people I go after are the ones that are going to make that do something without thinking it through. Like trying to help write the legislation with Chuck Schumer. That's a bad idea. That's a bad idea. No matter how much you think you've thought it through, that's a bad idea. And that's the only time I go after them. There's plenty of them I don't like. There's plenty of them that I wish were more plain spoken. There's plenty of them that I wish would get out there and name names. But they don't because of some unspoken rule where we just don't want to rock the boat, you know. So if I may steal a phrase from Miami Vice, which I loved Miami Vice. It doesn't matter if it's the Starship Enterprise. We're in ideological combat with a bunch of people that want to take everything we got. Yes, they want to take the guns, but that leads to everything we got. Then we're living in the world of equilibrium, and we need to get out there, and in certain cases, we need to get out there and stick our jaw out and our chest out and say, "Nope, ain't happening. Nope, I'll be happy to meet you on this one. No problem. Whatever you got." Sure, we can be polite, we can be courteous, we can be professional, but in some cases, turning the other cheek, that's just one time too many. Especially when it's happening from here within supposedly our own fold. One day soon, I'll be talking about where I think that originates from too. I have a little theory behind all of this, so not going to give that away yet, but when we get back, we're going to talk about some stuff going on within the UN and a surprising revelation that came out of this meeting. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
So the phone rings, and I pick it up, and it's Mark. And Mark says to me, hey, third Sunday, June, Father's Day, I ordered Dad a gun. It's here. He's going to build it out, and we're going to go out on Father's Day shooting. You want to come? And I said, yeah, what a great idea for a Father's Day gift, an AR-15 rifle kit from GunsAD.com. I think I'll get my dad one. He says, go ahead. See you out on the range. So we're going to meet on the range on Father's Day. Get your dad an AR-15 rifle kit at GunsAD.com, GunsAD.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
When you're listening to the radio and you hear,
we interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin.
You listen closely. Your pulse rate increases and you wonder if you're prepared for whatever man-made or natural disaster has occurred. If food became unavailable, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you checked and found emergency food can cost as much as $300 for a month's supply and is full of weird chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, for only $99, you can order 90 meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein. And they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. You got Seth, you got Dan, you got Scott. Those three guys, that's AmmunitionDepot.com. You know, these are the guys running it. And between the three of them, they have 80 years of experience getting ammo together to sell for retail. And that just tells me that with that much experience, that in those days where you may have trouble finding certain things, they're the ones to go to because they've got all of the relationships with all of the manufacturers. And when you maintain a bench that has 50 million rounds of depth, that's a whole lot of depth. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. There's something going on at Turtle Bay. And this is a UN meeting on guns. And this is the second meeting of the governmental experts for the UN's Program of Action to Prevent, Combat, and Eradicate the Illicit Trade in Small Arms and Light Weapons in All of Its Aspects, which is mercifully abbreviated to MGE2 and POA. The POA is a very strange entity. It's a political agreement, not a treaty, so it's never come before the Senate, and it has no binding legal force. That doesn't make it harmless. It tries to create these so-called norms that would try to constrain us here in the U.S., though, of course, none of the U.N.'s dictatorships that are members. And despite their painful name and dubious intentions, it's more amusing than most in institutions. They're about promoting, supposedly, in theory, promoting cooperation against illicit international arms traffic, not about what goes on inside nations. And if it just stuck to that, that could be modestly useful. But in practice, it's a forum for promoting gun control. So, you know. statements by UN member nations regularly assert that the civilian possession of firearms is dangerous and needs to be severely controlled, if not completely eliminated. That should speak volumes to you about the rest of the world right there, just that little sentence. Speakers regularly imply that the business of the POA is to focus on the domestic realm, not international trade. Fortunately, they are hamstrung by the incapacity and malevolence of its members towards their goal. China and Russia and other nations are not interested in tracing firearms that are involved in war crimes or criminal activities. China's even managed to work into the International Tracing Agreement, a loophole that exempts it from putting serial numbers on its firearms. So the POA primarily focuses on peripheral concerns and blaming the U.S. So right now, this year, the big items on the agenda are the 3D printing of firearms, modular firearms, and the challenges of marking and tracing polymer firearm frames. Those are the problems of the 1%. If you want to commit a crime, it's far easier and much cheaper to buy a real gun, a reliable gun, than to try to print one, and the learning curve associated with it. That's just the way it is. So while they're sitting around doing all this stuff, and they are fully within the all of the virtues of gun control. That's what they're all about. Enter Earl Griffith of the Firearms Technology Branch of the ATF, and he spoke to the meeting this past Tuesday, a week ago, on marking in the U.S. e-trace system. And as always, even when it's the ATF standing in front of the UN and all of their little member fiefs, that still apparently shows a stark difference between us and everybody else. Because Griffith is actually somewhat of an expert, where he's talking to self-proclaimed experts who are nothing of the sort. And Griffith came under attack when he stated accurately that in the U.S., if you make a firearm for your own personal use and are not engaged in the firearms business, you don't need to mark it. There is no evidence that homemade U.S. firearms are contributing to the illicit international firearms trade. And Griffith, with the aid of his colleagues in the U.S. delegation, defended U.S. law and policies with determination. They came out in defense of you. And as the U.S. speakers pointed out, the POA is utterly irrelevant to what the U.S. does inside its borders, and it's up to the U.S. court system to decide whether firearms manufactured in the U.S. has violated U.S. laws. Even better was the reminder from, and I can't believe I'm saying this, from the ATF, that we're proud of many things here, including our Constitution and the right to lawfully possess and use our weapons. The skeptical meeting chairman commented that he's quite surprised by U.S. policies and that some groups of people have the temerity to support them. Griffith replied politely but firmly that the Second Amendment in the United States is sacred. It's been passed down through generations. In the U.S. firearms community, you know, we look at the ATF with a very high degree of suspicion. They botch a lot of things. Except apparently there's at least one good guy surrounded by some other good guys that went to Turtle Bay. And he got out there and started doing some spikes. Any volleyball players out there, you know exactly, you know, the kind with the top spin that's coming at high velocity, those are bad. And he was doing that all over the place. Now, the ATF are a great many bad things. But at least in this particular forum, and the U.S. delegation as a whole, stood up and did their job, and they did it well. And we should recognize that. And I am, and I hope most of you are, opponents of the UN Arms Trade Treaty, and is stating that we should no longer participate in the POA. But since there's some people bound and determined that we got to play with the UN, at least if we go to play, let's play hard and let's play to win. And this particular week, on that particular presentation, Mr. Griffith and the delegation from the U.S. talking to all of the skeptics there, all the self-proclaimed experts, very well done. Very well done. It stuns me. If I had been there, if I'd been there in the gallery watching this unfold, I would have had another heart attack. I am sure of it. I'm sure of it. That absolutely stuns me that happened. A lot of you have seen this, what's coming out of New Jersey about this poor lady who applied for a gun. We're going to talk about that when we get back. Next week, I'm going to have Anthony Calandro, the gun for hire out of New Jersey. And he probably is going to have more facts, actual on-the-ground facts, than I'm about to present. But this is a tragedy. This is a national tragedy. This happened. And everybody needs to notice this. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866
866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. They have the craziest prices I've ever seen. A lot of my friends are 45 people, and I'm thinking very seriously about going back to something in that caliber. Don't own one right now. And when I do, the first thing I'm doing is getting all of my self-defense. I'm going to order the self-defense ammunition as soon as I decide on the gun from AmmunitionDepot.com because they have the craziest prices on self-defense ammo. Crazy. 45 caliber Hydroshocks, $13 for a box of 20. Somebody tell me who can beat that. Nobody can beat that. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. First of all, I want to get a hat tip to a gentleman named Tom Palermo, who wrote me out of New Jersey, emailed me last night out of New Jersey. And because I wasn't going to talk about this today, I've got Anthony Calandro coming on the show next week from the, you know, he's the gun for hire out of New Jersey, and he knows far more about this. And all I've got to go on is what's coming out of the, you know, the news. And I was going to wait, but then I got to thinking about it after I read Tom's email, and I was like, yeah, this has got to, we got to start talking about this. We need to talk about this all the time, because I make the mistake sometimes of looking at New Jersey and only seeing the government of New Jersey and their anti-gun laws and their anti-gun rules. And I see their nets that catch the Shanine's Allens and the Stephen Lamont Josies, who just, I believe he just got pardoned yesterday so that he doesn't have to worry about going to jail. You know, Stephen just wants to, he wants to be a cop. He's a young black man. He's as clean cut as the day is long. He's just a young fella that just wants to get on with his life and do something responsible with it, and he got swept up in this net. And a lot of times I make the mistake of only looking at these city councils, these state legislators, and, of course, the milquetoast governor, he who would like to be president, Chris Christie. But that's not what New Jersey, that's not all of New Jersey. There's a lot of really good people in New Jersey. And Carol Bowne was one of those good people. And her death deserves national attention because Carol Bowne is now the poster child for a right delayed is a right denied. This past Wednesday night outside, and it's interesting that they have a town like this inside New Jersey. She lived in Berlin, New Jersey. Outside of her Berlin, New Jersey home, she was brutally stabbed to death by her ex-boyfriend. And I want you to think about this for a second. Think about what this poor lady was probably thinking as she watched this unfold. As she tried to get away, she was terrified, she was frustrated. She could feel the absolute awful finality of it all. A senseless tragedy. Bowne applied for a firearms permit in an effort to defend herself. She had a restraining order against her ex-boyfriend, and she knew that was going to have no effect on him coming after her. And she was told that they were still waiting on the fingerprints to come back. She lived here. This is the stupid part of this. If she lived here in South Carolina, if she lived in Georgia, if she lived in North Carolina, if she lived in Florida, anywhere but where she lives, she would have walked out of the gun shop that day in most cases. Not in California, not in New York. Yes, I know all about those states. But in these other states, in the majority of states of the United States, she walks out same day with the gun. And then she would have had that means to defend herself. And then when 45-year-old murder suspect Michael Idle drives up on her with and gets out with a knife, she's busy trying to decide which sock to knock him out of first. With a judicious use and expenditure of ammunition. She had applied for her permit not days and not weeks, but months prior to her death. Her death is a national tragedy. New Jersey is one of the worst states for gun owners, and Bowne's murder is further evidence that not only do state laws need to be fixed and processes need to be more efficient, but also that better reciprocity laws are needed nationwide. Although New Jersey State Criminal Code requires applications be granted within 30 days, Bowne was unable to defend herself with the firearm she wanted and needed to carry. She checked the status of her firearms permit only 2 days prior to her murder, and that shows exactly what's wrong with the New Jersey gun law. Why was she following up on this and not the recipient of the application? Why did this happen this way? No one out there should be left defenseless. Would the permit have guaranteed her survival? Absolutely not. But she would have been given a chance. As it stands, she never had a chance. She didn't have a chance against this guy, against this idol. She didn't have a chance with the state. Because the state looks upon this as ho-hum. Big deal. And they probably look upon, you know, where's this Sweeney cat, the president of the Senate? Has he gotten out there and said, oh my God, what have I done? Has he said that? I doubt it. She wanted to exercise what we know as a constitutional right. We know this because the founders gave, you know, the founders sought to codify what they believed was a God-given right. But they realized that governments from time to time want to get out there and monkey with things. Because they like being in charge. Just like the UN that says civilian access to firearms must be heavily curtailed, if not eliminated. Why? What do you fear of an armed populace? What is the big fear about having a bunch of people that can take care of themselves? What is the problem with that? Where we can do it, you know, we're not, we the armed, there's 134 million of us here in the United States. Are we marching on the Capitol right now, getting ready to take over the United States? I know there's a few that would like to do it, but are we doing it? No. Carol Bowne wanted to exercise her God-given right. She wanted to own her own self-defense, and she did not want to have to rely on anyone for her personal safety. She did the right thing. She followed the law, and it killed her. The law killed her. The blood Don't get me wrong. Michael Idol is a murderer, and he murdered her. But the state stood by and watched this, as they do with everybody. Now, Shanine Allen, oh my gosh, they'll snatch her up in a heartbeat. Stephen Lamont, Josie, bam! Brian Aitken, bam! Those guys go away forever. Carol Bowne, playing by the rules? No. It's been written somewhere, and I don't know who to attribute this to. I think the nation is turning a blind eye to her story because it would force them to admit the truth. That while individuals have the right to self-defense, Americans are still left defenseless due to strict gun laws, poor firearms permit application processes, and crippling reciprocity laws. Carol Bowne should have had the opportunity to defend herself, but the government in the state of New Jersey sat on her right to keep and bear arms, thus allowing her tragic and senseless death. Her death is a tragedy, but this lack of national attention bothers me. Because here's a senseless murder, as all murders are senseless. But here's one that the victim saw it coming. The victim said, "Let me do something to protect myself." The state sat by, arms folded, said, "We'll get around to it sooner or later." Just sit there quietly, don't say nothing. Everyone should be able to defend themselves. No one should be defenseless. We'll be right back. Should you start reloading? On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is, you know, I've got to go see it. I've got to go see it because, like I said, I'm trying to manifest this vision in my head of what it must look like. Because it's like a circular phenomenon. They've got ammunition coming in all the time. It makes its way around the building and it heads back out. Constant 50 million rounds on hand. In 27,000 square feet. I mean, that's enough area in there to probably drive a car around and learn how to drive. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. I used to reload as a very young man. And then I saw reloads, and, you know, there are people out there that, I don't know, they don't pay enough attention to what they're doing. And they blow up a gun in their hand, and since then I have never reloaded. I know people that do it still. Cool. From time to time, you know, whenever there's an ammunition shortage or something, though, people will look at reloading and say, this is where I could have ammo. Or if ammunition gets expensive, they'll look at reloading. They'll say, this way I can have cheap ammo. For the guys that shoot in a lot of competitions or do a lot of shooting or take a lot of classes, there's a lot of people that do this and do this and do it well. The big question here, though, the people that go out and shoot 2,000 rounds a month, very rare. That's a rarity, folks. It should be all of us, but it isn't. Very rare. To reload, the big question is, where is the break-even point in this? How many rounds of your favorite caliber are you going to have to reload to where you're actually getting to where it's cheaper to reload than it is to buy good factory ammo? At what point would your savings on ammunition equal what you spent on the equipment to get started? Now, I looked at this study, and there's a couple of things they left out of it, like brass. They left brass out of the startup cost. Brass can get sort of pricey, depending on what caliber you're reloading. And the bigger the caliber, this is one of the reasons I shoot primarily 9mm, because it's cheap to buy as a factory load. There's all kinds of factory loads I can buy. I can buy and shoot the steel case, and Glocks run them just fine, no problems. But what I'm about to discuss here, this is all going to be based on the 45 ACP. Your numbers will significantly change based upon whichever cartridge you may be loading and what setup you want. The cheapest way, as far as raw materials, would be a 230 grain Barry's 452 diameter round nose plated bullet. 13 cents a piece. 6.2 grains of Alien Power Pistol powder. 0.018 cents per piece of ammunition. And CCI Large Pistol Primers number 300, 27 cents, or 0.027 cents per. Like I said, they negated the cost of brass. Now, people like my guy here in the chat room, Tony O, he's got a couple of hundred pounds of brass. When you start measuring it in hundreds of pounds, well, brass is not really an issue. It's not really an issue. To get a final cost of 17.9 cents per round, that's just for the components. You're also going to have to pay shipping and hazmat fees, and shipping adds up quick when you're ordering the ingredients. Then there's everything that's on back order that you may tie your money up in. I talked to ammunition purveyors during the panic that had all kinds of stuff ordered and nothing coming in. And they paid for it up front and they had no money going out. They had no money. They had nothing going out to make that money back. So it was bad. It can get bad in these times. Here's the very basic setup. A single stage press by Lee, $27. A 3-die carbide set, $29. Perfect powder measure by Lee, $20. Lee safety powder scale, $24. Hornady reloading manual, $28.34. Hornady digital calipers, for those of you that don't know the length of your brass matters, $22.85. The Lyman Max cartridge gauge, $13. The Lee Ergo Prime priming tool, $33. There are cheaper ones out there, but that one actually works. The Lyman Universal Reloading Tray, $5. The Mid-South Tumbler Kit, $72. And estimated shipping, $25.02. Grand total for all of this, $302.92. You want a tumbler because you want your brass to be shiny. Now, here's the thing. This is with a single-stage press. So right away, we're talking, I don't know, we're talking, you're only going to be able to do one set of operations per press. So you're going to have to set up to begin with to deprime the brass. So if you have a couple of hundred pounds of brass and you want to deprime all of it, you're going to have to deprime all of it before you move on to the next thing, which would be priming it. So in this particular case, long story short here, to break even with 45 caliber at this cheap setup, you're going to have to reload 1,200 rounds. That's not bad. That's not bad at all. But here's the problem. I used to use a single-stage press. I've got a single-stage press out in the garage right now on a shelf. Do you know why it's on a shelf? Because using a single-stage press is time-consuming. I mean, for changing out the dies, every time you change the dies, every time you set something up a different way, that's going to take a minute just to make sure you got the adjustments right. When you're priming, when you're putting the powder charge in there, you got to weigh each powder charge, drop each powder charge, make sure that you don't have a double powder charge, all this other stuff. You're talking 24 hours per 50 rounds, safely and correctly. Let me say that again. 50 rounds is 24 hours. So, while you may break even, let's see if you do that, Tony. They're saying, just go Dylan. Well, that changes the whole dynamic there because that changes your initial expenses, and that's what I'm trying to point some out here. If you're trying to get into it to save money, this is the cheapest way to do it. But at the same time, then you have to ask, what's my time worth? I know some of you right now are going, after yesterday, what's happened to him? What's your time worth? 24 hours per 50 rounds. Now, different people do these things different ways. Like if you're going to tumble your brass, a lot of people like to tumble it before they deprime it with the old primer, because that way you don't get the tumbling media, as they call that. That doesn't get stuck up in the recess cavity where the primer went. And it's all going to be based upon your method and what you try to do. But 24 hours per 50 rounds. Now, if you were to actually get out there and factor in, and let's just say you pay yourself minimum wage, which in California, in certain places, that's $15 an hour now. But no, we'll just go with the federal minimum wage. What is it? I don't know what it is. You're talking, you're spending an additional 50 hours or $50. is that? No. It'd be more than that, wouldn't it? If it's $7 per 24 hours, you're talking $100 and some odd dollars. And for 50 rounds of ammunition. So at that point, this is why I went to ammunitiondepot.com and not Dillon, for example. Because nowadays, I believe the modern ammunition purveyor has realized the value, you know, looking. And I don't know what prices are in Walmart. I haven't been in a Walmart in 2 years. I don't plan on going into a Walmart ever again. I don't like Walmart. I think Walmart is the biggest sham in the United States today. So I don't go to Walmart. But what Walmart did prove in the retail sector is that if you can get out there and get some bulk buying power, you can bring prices down, and that's what places like Ammunition Depot do. Coming up next from the Independence Institute is going to be John Caldera. We're going to talk about what's going on in Colorado today. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com.